Hare Krishna. Unconsciousness is also a state of consciousness. Normally, when a person faints or swoons, and that person is not aware of what is happening around, and we say such a state is a state of unconsciousness. Now, that is at one level true. Yes, it is a state of unconsciousness. Where the person is not conscious of the level of reality of which we are conscious. But unconsciousness is also a state of consciousness, in the sense that even the person who is unconscious is conscious, although that person may no longer be conscious of what I am conscious of. Consciousness is actually innate feature of the soul. And that feature is manifested at four different levels. These four levels are called as Jagruti, Swapna, Sushupti and Turiya. Jagruti is our normal wakeful consciousness, which we are all in when we are aware of the things around us. Swapna is the dream state of consciousness, wherein our consciousness, there is a soul, around it there is a subtle body, and around it there is a gross body. The soul's consciousness is rooted through the subtle body, through the gross body to the outer world. That is the Jagruti state. And the soul's consciousness is rooted only to the subtle body. That is the Swapna stage. And the soul's consciousness is kept in itself. That is the Sushupti or deep dreamless deep state. And the soul's consciousness is redirected towards the spiritual level. That is the Turiya state. And the soul becomes spiritually aware. So, here when Krishna talks about the process of pralaya in the eighth chapter, as the ninth chapter, he talks about how everything in this material world is temporary, how everything is going to be destroyed. So he says in 9.7, 8, 9, and 10, he describes the destructible nature of the world under his ultimate supervision. Sarvabhutani Kaunteya Prakritim Yanti Mamikam Kalpakshay Punastani Kalpadau Visrujamyaham. So he says, Sarvabhutani Kaunteya Sarvabhutani, all living beings, Kaunteya, O son of Kunti, Prakritim Yanti Mamikam, they, along with the material nature in their shelter, they come to me and they find shelter in me. Kalpakshay punastani kalpakshay. This is what happens at the destruction of kalpa. And then punastani again kalpadau visrujamyaham. At the start of the kalpa, I visrujamyaham. I create them once again. So now what does Krishna create? Krishna has already says that nainam chinnanti shastrani, that nothing destroys the soul. The soul is eternally indestructible by anything. So that means, what is when we talk about the cosmic annihilation, that is the annihilation of the material manifestation of the cosmos. That is not a manifest annihilation of the soul or its consciousness. So, when the whole universe is destroyed, at that time the living beings are withdrawn into Krishna, into the body of Mahavishnu. And when they are withdrawn, thus they exist in a state of deep dreamless sleep called as Sushupti. So even at that time, the soul has consciousness. Just that the consciousness is no longer expressed at all. Now in dreams, we are conscious of things, but we are conscious of things different from what we are conscious of right now. So that is the dream state is a state of consciousness wherein we are aware of things different from what we see presently. And the dreams keep changing. But dream state of awareness is also a state of awareness. And similarly, when we are unconscious, we may not have any consciousness at all. But even that is also actually a state of consciousness. It is a state of sublime, of consciousness existing at a different level. And when we understand that consciousness is avinashi tu tadviddhi yena sarvam idam tatam vinasham avyasyasya nakashit kartum arhati. Just as the soul is indestructible, that which pervades the entire body, that is the soul's energy, that is also indestructible. So when we say unconsciousness, it does not mean that consciousness doesn't exist. It means that consciousness doesn't exist at a level at which it perceives the reality that we are perceiving. So thus, unconsciousness is also a state of consciousness. And the ultimate purpose of consciousness is not consciousness or is not consciousness at ordinary level, nor unconsciousness at ordinary level. It is the supreme, it's consciousness of the supreme, which is the super consciousness for the soul, by which the soul is elevated and liberated from material existence. That is consciousness of Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.